Since December 2018, Ed St. John has served as the interim town administrator of Cheshire, Massachusetts. Now, the former town selectman has been chosen by his former colleagues to take on the role full-time in the town of about 3,000. Carol Francesconi, chair of the Cheshire Select Board, told WAMC she was impressed with St. John's ability to work with the town's representatives and residents, singling out his work on Cheshire's 2020 budget. St. John spoke with WAMC about the projects he has underway and his grand vision for Cheshire.
I approached the role as though it were the permanent position. I didn't take it as necessarily a seat holder in any way. So what I did was I approached it as though I were the town administrator. I worked on amplifying our budget process. I'm working to update what services we can provide for folks, and really putting in line and putting into place a series of projects that we can work on to better serve the people in Cheshire.
So give me a sense of those projects that you're working on.
Sure. I'm working on updating our website first and foremost. That is a project where, in the process of doing the master plan for the town, a lot of residents had identified the website as being somewhat of an issue, and they wanted to see it updated. So I've been working with folks to update our website, to make it more user-friendly, and to basically make it more accessible for people to come in, whether they're residents of town, whether they're contractors, or whoever they might be, to make the website a more user-friendly experience so that they can get the information that they want without having to look too hard into it. Another thing that I'm doing is really reworking the budget process that we have and creating an updated budget document that makes the budget and what goes on in town, again, more accessible to folks in town so that they understand where their tax dollars are going and what exactly is being provided for them.
Now that you're the permanent town administrator, what kind of projects can you start that maybe weren't appropriate or possible before?
Well, I'm looking to really develop a capital improvement plan that takes into account long-range planning, looking into the school building that we have, and trying to start a long-range planning process for that as well, so that, really my focus is July 1st and beyond right now. I worked to create a draft of the budget that has taken up a lot of time, and now that that's at least the first draft is done, I'm starting to now focus on what happens after July 1st and really what happens, this year, the next year, and the year following. So,
when we spoke a few months ago, you talked about a desire to see Cheshire be more ingrained into the culture of the Berkshires outside of the town boundaries. How are those efforts going?
I think they're going well. I'm looking into some different ideas that are coming up. One of the things that we're doing, or one of the things I should say that we have done, is we recently became an Appalachian Trail community. So we have that resource. We have the rail trail that intersects the Appalachian Trail. We have Cheshire Lake. So I'm looking to capitalize on our green footprint that we have. We're taking steps to become a green community, recognized as a green community. And another thing that I'm kind of looking into that I found was an opportunity possibly for a electric vehicle charging station. So I'm trying to capitalize on our natural resources that we have so that it becomes more accessible for people and more desirable for people to come into. And that's part of intertwined with the website activities that we have going on so that people, when they look up Cheshire, they see what natural resources we have.
Recently, the Big Y in Adams closed, and while it's going to be replaced with a Adams Hometown Market, I'm wondering what kind of an eye you keep on your neighbors in the Berkshires as economic developments like this come and go.
Well, the Big Y closing was especially tough for folks, obviously, in Adams, but for Cheshire, too, because a lot of folks in Cheshire use the Big Y to grocery shop. And with that closing, I immediately reached out to the elected folks, some elected folks in Adams, to see if there was something we as a town could do to help the process. Obviously, they were, it seems like, well along and really had a somewhat of a, I don't know if they had a plan in place, but They were able to move along quickly to replace the Big Y, but this was something that, you know, someone had a ripple effect to the folks in Cheshire, because we don't have a supermarket in town. We either have to drive, you know, approximately 10 minutes north or 10 minutes south to get to the closest grocery store. And our closest grocery store right now is Target. So I'm glad to see movement on that. And as I said, I was, you know, reached out to some folks in Adams and, you know, to see what we could do as a town to help Adams get something like that into place again.
What have you found to be the most important relationships inside and outside of the town in your role as administrator?
I would say certainly every relationship with every, you know, whether it's a department head, a department employee, or just a citizen, it's building that communication within the town especially. What I'm trying to do is make the government, you know, the local government more accessible to folks, whether they work in town or I should say work for the town, or whether they're just taxpaying residents, so that they know exactly where their money is going and what investments are being made on their behalf to better the town. So I think that's a huge component of it. Also, you know, I've had conversations with folks in neighboring towns. I've been involved with the Berkshire Managers group that they have, and reaching out to different managers and administrators. And it's all, you know, really, it's a great community of people with a lot of resources and wealth of knowledge available, should I have any questions.
When you spoke with the Town Select Board, what did they say about your performance made them want to invest in you as the permanent town administrator?
They were happy with the results. Buck and Siskowski had mentioned that I had hit the ground running and never really let up. And that was, it was nice to hear him say that, because that was really my mantra going into this, is that I didn't have to hit the ground running. I had to hit the ground sprinting. And that's the type of pace that I wanted to set for myself and that I'm trying to maintain moving forward. We only have, you know, 24 hours, or I only have 24 hours a week in the office. And I'm trying to make the most of every minute so that there is meaningful progress being made. Chairwoman Francesconi has been a great help as well. And, you know, she had mentioned a lot of comments and praise from the public and from within Towns Group as a reason as well. So I'm very grateful for their support and really, you know, happy to work together.